In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As I've mentioned multiple times on the show, I had an opportunity this past week to do something that was really, really cool. On the 4th of July, Coney Island, it's an American tradition. I'd never been before. Not only did I get a chance to go witness the Nathan's hot dog eating contest at the corner of Surf and Stillwell, I had a chance to be one of the judges, which was a really, really cool experience. Seeing the event on TV so many times is certainly exciting. Watching it on TV, it doesn't begin to do justice to just how fun it is to be there on Coney Island for it. It was great. So I thought that I would share the experience with you, but also share the experience with you by bringing on one of the co-founders of Major League Eating. And a lot of you probably know him as the guy with the straw hat and the blue sport coat who does the introductions. There's a story behind all of this. George Shea joining me on CBS Sports Radio right now. George, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. It was great meeting you on Coney Island this week.
Well, thank you for coming, and thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So before we get into the contest itself and Joey Chestnut, and I want to talk about all that, I think it's a fascinating story, just Major League Eating, the formation of it, how it grew from your business relationship, you and your brother, with the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest from a PR standpoint. Can you share with our audience the story of how that all came to be?
Yeah, so I got out of school in 86 and did at 1986 and did absolutely nothing for 2 years, messing around and whatever, working as a waiter and having a lot of fun. But then I got a job with these two Coney Island press agents, and among their clients was Nathan's, and one element of the Nathan's account was the hot dog eating contest, which at that point was a very, very small kind of affair. You might get 3 cameras maybe and 20 people, and you'd gather a few people from the streets to compete, and it was just a very small thing. And so I did my first one in 1988, and then Max Rosie, who was one of the guys, died in 1991, and I took over the contest and then started to sort of do the hosting thing. And then in 97, I grew it, and we had a lot of luck with it. And then in 97, my brother joined me, and we created the International Federation of Competitive Eating, now, branded as Major League Eating. And then, it sort of grew and grew, the contest itself at Nathan's, but also we sort of grew a circuit of events that we do nationally. In fact, I'm in Las Vegas right now. I have a big event for Hooters tomorrow, a chicken wing eating contest. And so we do a bunch of contests around, and it just got bigger and bigger. ESPN came on board, and I think 2004 or something like that. Anyway, it's now a much bigger event.
Yeah, I want to talk about that part. That was my next question, George, was the ESPN part of it. It's one of their most viewed events on their family of channels each year. And I know ESPN2, I saw a stat a couple of years ago, it was like the fifth most watched show on ESPN2. There's millions of people that watch the Nathan's contest every year. What were the conversations like when you were pitching it to ESPN, or did ESPN come to you guys?
ESPN came to us, and I think I think they really liked it because of the vibe, right? It's this American thing, but it's also it's just extremely real and gritty. You're on the corner, as you saw, right? You're on the corner of Surf and Stillwell at the Nathan's. People are coming off the beach. They're coming for the event. And it has this very, very real vibe. And it's all very kind of local, but very, very big, but very local. And I think they liked that feeling. And also the amount of publicity it gets. So primarily my job, and you know, I have a PR firm, and we do stuff like, you know, business-to-business clients, real estate clients. We do that kind of stuff, sort of straight stuff. But then we also do events, and this particular event generates just enormous publicity, and I think that had some appeal to ESPN. But they have been a fantastic partner, and as you said, and they elevated, right? So it's one of those things. They liked it. It worked for them. But in turn, obviously, it significantly elevated the event for us. And last year, we haven't gotten all the results this year across all their platforms. But last year, they had close to 9 million viewers, so it was really significant.
Very cool. George Shea, co-founder of Major League Eating, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. George, you talk about the vibe on Coney Island, and people, as far as the eye can see on those streets there, and they pile onto Coney Island to come watch this event. And it's not going to get smaller. It's only going to get bigger. Do you see a time where the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in some way either outgrows Surf and Stillwell or outgrows Coney Island, or there's got to be some sort of, you know, accommodations made to accommodate the growing crowds? Or is that vibe always going to be something that you seek as part of the contest?
I would always want it to be, and I think you would significantly change the attitude of the event. You'd lose something if you left that corner. But, you know, we live in an era of, serious times and crowd concerns. And you know, this year there were many, many, many considerations about, you know, fire lanes and all kinds of, you can imagine, right? And so that, it in some ways, it used to be looser, and now it is not. But, you know, even so, you got a ton of people coming out there. And we used to be able to close, you know, even last year, you close Surf Avenue, which none of your listeners or very few know, but it's a very big, it's a thoroughfare that parallels the boardwalk and the beach in Coney Island. And that would get shut down at Stillwell, which is the main sort of perpendicular drag there. And this year they kept that open for security reasons and stuff like that. But nonetheless, a huge crowd. And as you say, like, there are people everywhere, but it's a very enjoyable thing. People have a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You're right. For as many people as are there, it's a very homey kind of atmosphere. And I'd be remiss not to ask you about Joey, obviously. Joey Chestnut, who did not break the overall hot dog eating record, but broke the contest record. He ate 72 on the 4th of July this year. Can you, I guess, is there a way to quantify or articulate the star level that Joey has become within that sport? But also, as I mentioned, he's playing second base in a celebrity all-star game tonight for the all-star weekend. What does Joey mean to the Major League Eating organization?
You know, it's so funny, and it's like ESPN itself. You get these partners, and you think, oh, so my platform does this. But, you know, in a great situation, and that's the situation with both ESPN and Joey, your partners elevate you, right? So Joey, you know, it's always been my job and goal to position him as the American hero he is. But as an American hero, he has really advanced the contest and what it means. And as you say, I was down in Miami yesterday. We did an eating contest with our own sort of Major League Eating All-Stars with MLB, which is a partner of Nathan's. Nathan's is the official hot dog of MLB. And as you say, Joey's playing. Let's hope he's good at baseball. but you know, he's been great. And, you know, he has this quality. It's very hard. You know, anyone who's seen him gets it right away. If you haven't seen him, you wouldn't know. He has an everyman quality that is just very, he's just like, he is the American, you know, and that's the way I view him, is he is, you know, he's just the American. And there's something about him which is both, you know, simple and heroic and complex that's very appealing.
George Shea, co-founder of Major League Eating, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. George, I want to ask you about the introductions. It's such a huge part of it. It's, you know, now on ESPN, they've got a graphic that says what time the introductions start and what time the eating starts, because your introductions have become so ingrained in the vibe of the event. Where did this showmanship side of you come from, and can you lay down any of the rap tracks that you did with Badlands Booker and the one this year for us?
Well, as you know, first and foremost, I'm a rapper. I'm from Brooklyn, the gritty part of Brooklyn. You can just tell from my cadence. So what happened was, and this is, there's been an enormous amount of serendipity in competitive eating. Everything that we have said has come true. Nothing that we have said necessarily was true, but it all came true, right? We said, all the eaters are going out on the circuit, and everybody goes, oh my God, there's a circuit. We'd love to have you come to our festival, right? And then we did, and there was a circuit and all this kind of stuff. But when we first started, there was no competitive eating. We didn't even buy the URL. We made that term up, right? There was nothing. And so you had to go to an event. You'd go to Norfolk or somewhere in a mall, and you had to fill the tent, right? And you're like, you got to fill the tent not only with media, but you had no eaters and you had no crowd. So you had to put on the hat and you just go big, right? And you just start talking. And then finally a crowd forms. When a crowd forms, you can get eaters and on. That just elevated and elevated until I began doing these introductions, which at first were quite modest and then became, as I'm sure you would describe them, somewhat overblown. Now I've pulled them back a little and added rap, which of course has driven that art form into the ground. But it is my true pleasure, and like that's what I really enjoy doing and messing around on the mic. And it's nothing like when I was a kid in high school. It wasn't like I was in the Music Man or something like that. I absolutely was not in the arts in any way like that, performing arts. And so it's just sort of once again had a life of its own. And as you said, I've worked with Badlands on some raps.
George, I think what people don't understand if they're not at the event is not just the introductions. You spend a lot of time up there filling. There's a lot of standing around time in between the men and the women and things like that. And I think you do a great job of filling it and keeping the crowd engaged. How hard is that to do?
Well, that's the easy part. We have various acts and a very small budget. It's not like we're pumping big money into bands and stuff like that. But so we put together this great guy, Sam Barkley, I work with, puts together all these great acts. And we had an opera singer this year, which blew everybody away. Nessun Dorma from Turandot is like an absolute major hit. But we do a variety of different things like that. And then it's just for me, so much fun. It's weird. And I'm sure that the audience rolls over every year. But every year I go up, I go, oh, we're back together. It's like a family reunion. Well, I don't know how many of them come back every year. Certainly some do, right? The guys, all the people up front are returnees, and they all come and they're totally into it. But it just has this feeling like we're messing around again, right? And that kind of energy and ease of everything just makes it so much fun. And in fact, I was laughing this year because the stage manager goes, go out and introduce the hip hop act we have, right? And I go out and I go, oh, everybody, as you know, I'm a huge fan of K-pop. And I go on and on about K-pop. And the guy comes over and goes, no, hip-hop. I go, oh, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I'm a huge fan of hip-hop, right? And they don't care, right? It's just the whole thing is so, it's just so easy,
Yeah, and your use of the word adorbs was outstanding as well in all your in all your introductions. George Shea, the co-founder of Major League Eating, and you know him as the guy up there with the straw hat doing the introductions at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest, does a phenomenal job, and it's an amazing story. And give him a follow on Twitter, at GC Shea, S-H-E-A, at GC Shea on Twitter. George, once again, I really enjoyed being a very, very small part of that event on the 4th of July. I hope to get to do it again, and certainly hope to get to have one of these conversations with you again. Really enjoy this and appreciate you making time when I know you've got a contest coming up tomorrow with the wing eating. So appreciate you doing that, best of luck.
I really appreciate it. And to you and to everybody else, come on out next year. We had Coney Island Brewery out back sampling beer. It's a festival, right? Everybody's there. The beach is there. So listen, rock on. Have a great summer, and I look forward to seeing you next year.
Sounds good. Thanks, George. Appreciate it. George Shea joining me on CBS Sports Radio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.